USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are higher than they've been in more than 3 months. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is up to $3.44 a gallon, 2 cents higher than on Friday, which was the highest since early October. United States and EU officials are meeting at the State Department on Monday to discuss ensuring stable and affordable energy supplies. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken notes the timely need to ensure Ukraine's energy access as Russia threatens an invasion.
These efforts are aimed at shoring up energy supply throughout Europe, including Ukraine, whose energy security is particularly threatened by Russian aggression.
Blinken also stating that Ukraine's grid is now ready, and we're hopeful it will soon be able to connect to Europe's grid. President Biden welcoming the new German chancellor to the White House on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Have you heard the latest about how vitamin D3 is essential to your health? A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates dropped dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Many studies showed it also helps with healthy weight management, but most Americans are clinically deficient in vitamin D3. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 I use daily. It tastes great. It's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get 15% off.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is set to end the mask mandate in schools. Murphy telling the New York Times the mask requirement will end the second week of March. The coronavirus winter surge has been rapidly declining in New Jersey. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb is applauding the move on CNBC.
Well, look, I think it's prudent that governors think about what the off switch looks like as well as what the on switch looks like when it comes to this mitigation. We can't just implement these kinds of provisions and not have a very clear metric for when we're going to lift them. And that metric's approaching in a lot of states. If you look at states like New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, they're down to about 35 to 40 cases per 100,000 people per day.
Truckers in Alaska are rallying in protest of Canada's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for border crossers. More than 100 truckers rallying on Sunday in Anchorage for a demonstration they called the Alaska Freedom Convoy. The protest was organized by an Anchorage assembly member. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says he would set up a committee on China to investigate the origins of COVID-19 if the Republicans were to take a majority in Congress in 2022. The California Republican telling Fox Business,
"Think about what Nancy Pelosi has done as Speaker. She has protected China from any investigations to the origin of COVID, even though it's killed more than 900,000 Americans. But we'll take action. When we take the majority, we will investigate the origins of COVID. Because you take the actions of the Democrats, I do not know what China has on these people, but it must be so powerful because the actions at every turn stop and harm us but protect China."
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem recently signed legislation into law that bars transgender student athletes from playing on women's sports teams. The Republican governor adding,
"If a trans athlete does make a sporting team and keeps a biological female from making the team, that biological female that missed out on the opportunity will get the chance to pursue litigation to play."
Those against the bill say it's discriminatory and will promote anti-transgender sentiment among young people. The U.S. Labor Secretary may be getting ready to try and help end baseball's lockout. Reports say Marty Walsh announced he has talked to both the league and the Players Association. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.